So let's now talk about eating. Eating food has, and what you put in your mouth and what you don't put in your mouth is a very, very important part of adrenal recovery and adrenal, making your adrenals even weaker. People say you are what you eat. Well, this is so true, especially when it comes to adrenal. And this is what I like to call the stressed out person's diet. I don't remember where I got that name from, but that's people have called it that. And I eat constantly. I eat a lot of food. I eat a lot of calories. I eat rich foods, and I'm still maintaining 50 pounds off of me. And I'm not saying this for you to lose weight. That's not the goal. Maybe some of you wanted to lose weight or you need to lose weight, but that's not why you do it. That's the result. Because as your body comes back into balance, the weight just goes. I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't happen to me. The scale just kept dropping and dropping and dropping. It's pretty awesome. So doing the following is going to help balance your blood sugar and your hormones. This is going to help with the adrenal fatigue. It's going to prevent ups and downs in energy and mood. And like I said, it'll help with weight loss. It's also extremely heart healthy to eat this way. And some of the things I might tell you may be a little brain bender for you. You might go, what? Is she crazy? That's wrong. My doctor says, the TV says, this article said. I'm just telling you, I'm a researcher. I'm a scientist. That's my background. I'm getting a master's in nutrition. I've taken bazillion seminars. I've got amazing friends who are in the health field. I've talked to many doctors, even as a patient. And then my own personal experience is how I've come up with this eating plan, I guess you would say. So how to eat. It's really important to eat a lot. I mean, like, frequently. Not necessarily a lot, like, amounts. I mean, frequently. Like I said, the adrenals are responsible for balancing your blood sugar. And if they're constantly regulating that and stressed, it's going to put further stress on them. So you got to eat every couple hours, every 2 hours, every 3 hours would be really good. Very, very helpful to keep the stress levels on those adrenals. Take that pressure of them maintaining your blood balance off. And cortisol and adrenaline get, if you're not eating regularly or you skip breakfast or you skip meals or whatever, they get really stressed. At this time, it's very hard on them. And it's difficult because when you're under stress, I don't know, I'm not one of those people that eats under stress. I don't eat. I have no appetite. I can't stick a thing in my mouth without even the thought of, like, stomach nausea when I'm under severe stress. So you'll have to find things that you really like to eat. I do a lot of protein shakes. I make really delicious smoothies that taste like sinfully good. I give you those recipes in the anxiety therapy book. I do that because if I can't sit down and eat something solid, I'll have something like that to keep something in me so I'm not starving, I mean literally, and creating more stress on my adrenals. Don't eat carbohydrates alone. Always add protein to your meals and snacks. It's especially important to not eat a carbohydrate-only breakfast. You'll see it on the blog, and I mention it in my book, and you'll hear me all the time saying my favorite breakfast of all is apples and almond butter. The apple will give you a quick start carbohydrate, you know, little jump, gives you good fiber. But then the almond butter gives you the fat and the protein to run the rest of your day or at least get you going until your next meal or snack. It gives you a good, solid, satisfying foundation for your day. And I buy raw almond butter. And I add like a teaspoon of salt to it. And it's so good, and I feel it's so delicious. You do that, you're supposed to eat that within like a half an hour of waking up so that you don't run your body on adrenaline until you have your first meal of the day. Avoid stimulants. You know, if you got the five things to help you relieve your anxiety, I do talk about this pretty heavy duty. Avoid caffeine, sugar, alcohol. These work by provoking the adrenal glands, nicotine. These produce adrenaline, you know, epinephrine, and cortisol, and they raise your blood sugar and they release energy. So it's just like a vacuum there. They just suck. They literally suck resources and make you actually worse as you go along. And avoid dead and devitalized junk food. If it's white, don't eat it, unless it's cauliflower, okay? you can eat cauliflower, that's all right. But if it's white, don't eat it. Well, cheese, I eat raw cheese. I love that. But I'm talking about things that aren't naturally white, like sugar, flour, white salt. These foods cannot build a healthy body. They just have, they're anti-nutrients. They rob you of these nutrient stores in the body. So don't avoid them. Ixnay those things. Avoid trans fats and rancid fats. And so you're probably thinking, like, what is that? I have to get confused myself. Trans fats are the ones with made often in prepared foods. Also, when things are fried, those are, you know, trans fatty acids. Rancid fats, I'll tell you, any of the oils that are liquid at room temperature should be stored in your refrigerator because they are poly and monounsaturated fatty acids, like olive oil, oh boy, sesame, almond oil, things like that, grapeseed oil. I'm just running them through my mind. Don't buy the super large gallon of olive oil from Sam's Club or whatever club you get food from, because if you smell it, it smells rancid. It smells gross. A lot of times they're even rancid before you get them. I mean, when you have an oil, you open an almond oil, it should smell fresh and clean. Same with olive oil. If you've had it a long time, it's got that funky rancid smell. Just refrigerate them. Buy the smaller size. I know they're a bargain. Buy the big size. Buy the small size and stick them in your refrigerator. Because your cell membranes, your nerve tissues, and your steroid hormones, which are your vitality hormones, these all require healthy fats. Unhealthy fats interfere with the function and structure. So you're actually, you know, making yourself rancid if you do that. So, you know, like I said, don't buy the bargain size. Keep them in your refrigerator. And don't eat fried foods. There you go. Right? Eat real food. There's no secret here. Real, whole, fresh food. Make your food. It's cheaper to eat organic food than it is to eat and buy prepared meals. There's been a research study that was done. I don't remember who did it. And I'm so sorry who did it. I'm not giving you credit at the moment. They did a study where you could, you know, people say, I can't afford to buy organic. Well, all right. What are you buying? Are you buying Lean Cuisines and fancy toaster strudels and all those things? Well, those are more money than if you bought organic whole foods and made the stuff yourself. So don't be lazy. Don't be a lazy daisy. Start making your own food. And I do give you recipe recommendations. I encourage good food, fast to make, simple. You don't need to be a gourmet chef. And they taste so much better when you retrain those taste buds. Oh, fantastic. I love to cook. It's one of my most favorite things. So eat real food. Minimize high sugar fruits and juices like grapes, bananas, peaches, pears, things that are overripe. Go with the more sour fruits like cranberries, blueberry, strawberry, raspberry, Granny Smith apples, lemons. I love apples. They're one of my most favorite. Cherries are another thing that's okay. When things are overripe, and especially like bananas, I would have major blood sugar problems with bananas. I have to be very careful. You may or may not be able to do them. You got to experiment, and only your body will be able to tell you what you can and can't do. This is going to bend your brain when I tell you this. You probably already were freaking out when I said I put a teaspoon and a half of salt in my almond butter. Salt your food liberally. Your stress handling glands need salt for normal function. If you crave salt, your body is telling you you need salt. And I'm not talking about table salt. I'm talking about unprocessed sea salt obtained from health food store, gourmet food section, whatever. If it looks and tastes like regular salt, like white stuff, even if it says sea salt on there, don't buy it, okay? Please don't buy it. Only people that have organ damage, like kidney disease, might be concerned in then, you know, keeping a low-salt diet. In fact, low-salt diets contribute to adrenal fatigue. And research has proven that eating salt does not cause high blood pressure or heart disease. If you get bloated from eating salt, because I was talking to a friend of mine who does, you know, I consult with her nutritionally. She said, oh, Jen, I can't do salt. It makes me bloated. Well, sweetie pie, you might have a deficiency in potassium. Potassium deficiencies, potassium and sodium work together. And if you can't process and handle sodium, you might need some potassium. So just some food for thought. Make sure you get potassium. and get the good stuff. Get the real salt. And I actually prefer the brand Real Salt. It's called Redmond Real Salt. That's my favorite one. You can get it from, gosh, my grocery store carries it, or gourmet food stores or natural food stores will carry it. It's called Redmond Real Salt. And the website, if you can't find it, if you live in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota, you can go to the website www.realsalt.com. There you go. Or, it sounds like a commercial, you can call 1-800-4-SALT, F-O-R-S-A-L-T. So get the, that's my favorite. I love Real Salt. It's delicate. It doesn't taste gross. It's a very nice little salt. Or you can get the regular sea salt that looks gray, or it's not white. You don't want it white. Enough about salt. So drink plenty of water, filtered or reliable source of spring water, not tap water, especially if you've got fluoride or fluoridated or chlorinated water. You're on your own with that. Get some filtration system, buy your water, whatever you do, but drink water. Make sure it's good water, because fluoride and chlorine in your water can actually further disrupt your endocrine glands, your thyroid, and creates a bunch of hormonal havoc. So let me tell you, just don't do that there. Also, you can do an allergy elimination test. I do detail this in the anxiety therapy book. I'm not going to go into it deeply, but when I did this, my eyes were opened big time. If you want the instructions, like I said, look at the book, the ebook, and then you test the common food allergies, because when your adrenals are weak, you are very wide open for food allergies to develop. I had major issues with the gluten grains, wheat, rye, barley, spelt. Ugh. I had problems with potatoes, peppers, eggplant, tomatoes. These are called the nightshades. Big time problem with those. People often see issues with corn and dairy, eggs, citrus, soy, coffee, chocolate. You got my five things to eliminate anxiety. You already are crying over that one. Frozen and canned vegetables can create a problem. Preservatives, food colorings. You do this test, and like I said, I outline it for you. It's eye-opener. I mean, yeah, you can have blood panel done to see what you're allergic to, or there's, you know, different types of tests. Those will give you a good indicator of what's going on, but really you have to know and follow what your body is telling you by your response. And if you don't eliminate these food allergens, your adrenals will stay stressed. And not only will you not lose weight, but you can't recover from the fatigue. So this is my basic how to eat. I do go into much greater detail in the book, though, but this will give you a little bit how to get going.